AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. People are being told to stay away from the Naval Medical Center in San Diego following reports of gunshots at one of the buildings. First responders and dog units are clearing that building. The medical center remains on lockdown and a shelter-in-place order has been given. Officials have not yet confirmed whether there is an active shooter at the building. Only one witness reported hearing the gunshots. In New Orleans, a sheriff's deputy working as part of a federal task force serving a warrant in the lower 9th Ward section is in critical condition today after being shot 5 times. A suspect in the shooting is to be charged with attempted first-degree murder. Ted Cruz is on the campaign stump today in Iowa with his newest backer, former Texas Governor Rick Perry.
As he kicked off a long day of campaigning in an unheated hay barn, Ted Cruz didn't mention Donald Trump by name, but clearly alluded to him as he sought the backing of Iowa conservatives.
What have you actually done to defend the right to life? Don't tell me on a campaign trail that today you're suddenly pro-life.
Cruz and Trump are neck and neck in the polls with the caucuses right around the corner. Joining Cruz on a 7-stop campaign swing is fellow Texan and one-time GOP presidential hopeful Rick Perry. Jerry Bodlander, Osceola, Iowa.
Former New York Governor George Pataki is endorsing Senator Marco Rubio. He says Rubio is the one candidate in either party with the ability to bring the American people together. On the Democratic side of things, Senator Bernie Sanders is meeting with a steelworkers local union in Des Moines, making the case for expanding Social Security benefits and fighting trade deals that he says would hurt workers. As the big dig out continues in the East, there is an amazing story of survival. A woman in Maryland has been rescued from her car that was buried in snow for 3 days. Firefighters and medics worked with Maryland National Guard troops and a Humvee to reach the snowed-in vehicle. A rally underway on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial is up by 280 points. This is AP Radio News. Officials in Cleveland are ready to announce administrative discipline for 13 police officers who fired during a 137-shot barrage that killed 2 unarmed people after a high-speed chase. All the officers were cited for joining the chase and leaving the city without permission. Many were cited for endangering other officers by creating a crossfire situation. Ford is recalling thousands of vehicles because of faulty airbags.
They have Takata airbag inflators in the driver's side. And there was a crash back in December in South Carolina in which a 52-year-old man was killed in an accident. His lawyer said wouldn't have been that major, but the airbag activated, blew apart a metal canister in the inflator, and shrapnel entered his neck.
The AP's Tom Christianer tells us the vehicles involved are Ranger pickups from the 2004 through 2006 model years. And a day after an investigation was launched into the drinking water contamination in Flint, Michigan, the investigation is already drawing fire from both sides of the aisle. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.